Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
God talked to us. He talks to us about seasons. He said, you know, the stork knows the time of this migration, the turtle dove, all these animals instinctive numbers. He said, my people don't know my judgments. Religion will lock you into a routine of something where you refuse to change. Because this is the way I've always done it. And this is the way I'm going to always do it. God doesn't change, but that don't mean you don't change. God has no need of change, no reason to change. But he changes us. We must purpose to go from glory to glory to glory. So what he's saying here in verse 6, you've dwelt long enough in a certain mountain. You've dwelt long enough in a certain space, in a certain attitude, in a certain routine. He says, you've dwelt long enough. See, the enemy doesn't want you to... See, the enemy in Daniel, he seeks to change times, to take you away from God's rhythm. I mean, there's a rhythm. Nature has it. Everything has it. Everything moves in seasons. It's like a song. Even the trees of the field clap. You know, everything is worshiping. And there's a rhythm. There's a cadence. There's an orchestration that God has. And this is when we talk about aligning ourselves. It's not seeking to try to be perfect. You'll always miss the mark at some point. But it's aligning yourself. Getting into that rhythm. They were told in the wilderness, when you see the cloud move, move. And they spent one full year there in the wilderness of Sinai. 3 months after leaving out of Egypt, God brought them there. And from Horeb or Sinai to Kadesh Barnea was only 11 days. Now let's take a look at why history unfolded the way that it did, and it was never God's fault. We're talking about your latter being greater than your former. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Your latter end is going to be greater. Okay, so there's a formula, there's a path, there's a divine prescription. If we follow it, if we will follow it, it will manifest. Understand again, sometimes when the Lord is doing something, you may feel exposed. You may feel like the Lord took something from you. And sometimes he does, but he doesn't remove it unless he's established something in you. Not just head knowledge, but he got it into your spirit, man. I'll say it this way, he got it down into your subconscious. And not see, your subconscious is really who you are. We have a lot of stuff passed through this, and we do a lot of things consciously. But the real us is the subconscious, the unconscious. That's the real you. Okay? That's the genuine you. Because people can pretend from here. You can say stuff and sound a certain way or purpose to do things from here, but it ain't really you. Right? But the real you is in there. So when God does a work with the real you, sometimes he'll lift something off and it'll feel like, I won't say you feel naked, you'll feel exposed. You won't be clear on things because that was working for you. But God says, I've established it. And it's not for us to know how. Tell somebody, it's for us to trust him. Right? It's for us to trust him. And Listen, you know you love God. You're not perfect. You don't do everything right, but you know you love God. Don't you understand? God's not going to let you fall short.
Amen.
God's not going to fake you out, leave you or fail you at all. He's not going to do it. So there are seasons where, okay, the cloud moved and I'm feeling a certain way because I was so used to that. But now I'm having to deal with this. So what's happening? God has done something on the inside of you. You're not governed by the soulish realm. I would to God some of us could see that and trust God enough not to be scared, but to trust him. So he told him, you've dwelt long enough at this mount. 1 year. They were there 1 full year. And there was the manna, the cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. You know, they had everything that was needful, the manna, all of that. But Israel had a problem, or let me say Jacob had issues because they chose their way and not Yahweh. I want to show you. Because this is very relevant to us even under the new covenant. Okay, so let's dig into this. In Exodus chapter 19, I'm not going to go through all the verses in that, but I'm going to just kind of give the story. You can read it on your own, but Exodus 19. And you know, in the book of 1 Corinthians, it says that the old covenant was written for our learning. This is written for us to learn so that we won't make the same mistakes that Israel made, walk in the same unbelief. All right? So in chapter 19 of Exodus, starting at that first verse, it says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, 3 months disposed from Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. Now, we just talked about that. They're in the wilderness of Sinai at the foot of Mount Horeb. And it says in verse 2, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Verse 5, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Now there's a conditional promise. God says, if you will keep my covenant. Okay? So it wasn't just a blanket promise that whatever you do, you know, you're going to be a peculiar people. No, he said, keep my covenant, obey my voice, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Look what he says, above all people. Verse 6 says, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Now, I won't read the whole chapter, but in this chapter, Moses speaks this to the Israelites. And God says in this chapter that he's going to come down. Now, this was God's initial plan for Israel, or Jacob. God called him Jacob. Was to come down on the mount in a presence and speak to all of Israel. Right? That's God's plan. His plan was to speak to everybody. Let me see if I have this verse here. Read this chapter on your own. But he says, Moses, go and sanctify the people. Let them not come near their wives. Thus and so, do all these things and set some borders up around the base of the mountain so that no one comes near the mountain. No one touches the mountain, lest they be thrust through with a dart or they be stoned to death, whatever. And it wasn't, God did that because of his glory. He knows what his glory will do to sinful flesh or to flesh that is not prepared. The high priest going into the Holy of Holies, if he wasn't prepared properly, it would consume him. He'd die. When Uzzah touched the ark foolishly, he died. He didn't mean any harm. He just tried to study it, died. When the people of Beth Shemesh opened it up and looked in there, hundreds of thousands of them died. And it wasn't God being cruel. It was God being God. That's why he said, that's why he has to protect or guard his glory. Because he knows it will be destructive. Matter of fact, let me get a verse here. I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you can get that for me, let me see if that's a verse. 1 Corinthians 2. No, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. No, it's not first. It's the second Thessalonians chapter 2, I think. Yeah. Look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it's speaking here about the Antichrist, the man of sin being revealed. But in verse 8 it says, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Look at this. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Think about that a moment. Just his entering into the atmosphere. Okay? So here we are. We're wanting to see his glory. God says, okay, we'll have to prepare you. Moses, I'm going to come down. I want to talk to Jacob. I want to talk. I want everyone to hear. See, they had just 3 months come out of Egypt. So there's a whole lot of Egypt still in them. God said, don't let them come near. Don't let them touch the mount.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.